You know, we also reached out to Senator Brian Schatz's office, but hadn't heard back. However, Honolulu Civil Beat's Nick Grube spoke with Senator Schatz just before the melee broke out on the Hill. Grube is based in D.C. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Catherine. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, so you were on your way to this ceremony when all this broke out.
That's right. I had a conversation with Senator Schatz earlier in the morning just to get his perspective on the day, because when we all woke up on January 6th, we had learned that Democrats had maybe retaken control of the Senate after the results of two Senate runoff races had come in out of Georgia. And also that same day, we did know that the Congress was set to certify the Electoral College results in the presidential election. Now, of course, for weeks, we've been hearing that there were going to be big protests by Trump supporters at the Capitol. But I don't think anybody really expected what happened on Wednesday to really happen. When I talked to Senator Schatz that morning, he did look out his window and he saw the Capitol Police were mobilizing, dozens of them. But, you know, at the time, he was hopeful that we weren't going to see the violence that we ultimately did see that day.
Well, I know you asked him, right? Does it seem surreal?
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of surreal moments over the past 4 years, I think, for a lot of different people for different reasons. But I think on Wednesday was especially crazy in the sense that here we were talking about Democrats potentially flipping the Senate and these protests, and for Brian Schatz being in power on the one hand as a Democrat in the United States Senate, and then worrying about the state of our democracy on the other.
And you never made it into the Capitol building, right?
I didn't. I was actually on my way to the Capitol, and I started walking with some of the protesters and taking photos of them as they were on their way to the U.S. Capitol. That was sort of part of my plan. Get a few photos, go inside, watch the ceremony, hopefully interview some members of our Hawaii delegation and write up a story about what we saw and what occurred. But before that happened, I realized that things were going off the rails a bit. I heard some loud banging. I saw the protesters getting past metal barricades and pushing past the police officers that were on hand to sort of prevent the protesters from getting inside the Capitol. And then all of a sudden, everything broke loose. The police officers who I had seen standing on the Capitol steps were gone. They'd been pushed back and replaced by a swarm of violent protesters, actually a mob, really, of people breaking into the United States Capitol. And that moment was just very strange to witness. And at the same time, you had people chanting, screaming USA, as these people were essentially trying to subvert the democratic process.
Did you feel threatened in any way? Because I know, looking at some of the news clips, I saw that some of the protesters were damaging media equipment. I think it was AP's cameras and electronics. Did they know you were media?
Some people knew I was media. Clearly, I had a large camera with me as I was taking photos. I probably stuck out a little bit. I wasn't wearing a red hat, for instance. I wasn't draped in an American flag or waving a Trump sign or anything of the sort. And, you know, typically when you're at a Trump event or a Trump rally, it does, as a member of the press, it can be a little bit concerning, because for the past 4+ years, we've had a president rail against the media, describing journalists as enemies of the people. Now, when you are the so-called enemy of the people in their midst and you're kind of alone, yeah, it can be a little bit concerning. And in terms of threats, I only received one direct threat. That was from a Trump supporter who looked at me, was able to determine that I was a member of the media, and he started badgering me. He thought I was actually a different reporter from another news outlet who covers far-right extremism and hate groups. Of course, I didn't engage with him. I just simply went about doing my business and trying not to engage.
Okay, well, we're glad you're safe, that you were spared any violence there. But yeah, just, I'm sure, very scary event to be covering. But thanks so much, Nick.
Hey, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
That was Honolulu Civil Beach reporter Nick Gruby with today's reality check. To read his firsthand account, visit civilbeat.org.